When scientists conducted a major cancer study, it involved 75,000 patients. But of all the patients who joined in that effort, fewer than 15% were minorities. That kind of result is common enough to make scientists worry. They're concerned that they don't recruit enough minorities when testing new drugs or potential life-saving advances. One more study asked why minorities are not found in greater numbers, and its conclusions may surprise some researchers, as NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
Back in 1972, news that government researchers had spent 40 years studying syphilis among African-American men at Tuskegee University caused a national scandal. That's primarily because the men weren't offered treatment for the disease. Since then, whenever researchers have trouble recruiting African-Americans, Latinos, and other minorities, they often cite backlash from the Tuskegee study. 3 years ago, the National Institutes of Health decided that theory needed to be challenged.
And then we began to basically scour the world's literature to find out if we could find data.
Ezekiel Emanuel chairs the Department of Clinical Bioethics at the NIH. Researchers there focused on 20 large-scale studies where race was identified. The 70,000 people involved in those studies explained why they had signed up.
When African-Americans and other minorities are eligible and offered to enroll in a trial, they enroll at about the same rate as whites do.
Emanuel says the new study, released by the Public Library of Science, doesn't completely rule out mistrust. Polls show that minorities often suspect that if they enroll in a clinical trial, they'll get the placebo, and the real treatments will go to whites. But Emanuel says there are other, far more potent reasons for low participation. Minorities might not be eligible because of the way the studies are designed, or they may never be referred to specialists who can steer them to studies. And, of course, there's poverty.
We know, for example, that some of the studies we do at the NIH, we can't get minority women because they can't get daycare for their kids when they have to be on the study.
Some researchers believe focusing on minorities' suspicion and mistrust is the wrong approach. Vanessa Northington Gamble directs the National Center for Bioethics and Research in Healthcare at Tuskegee University in Alabama. She says researchers need to be more creative about recruiting minorities. Involving communities in research development is one tactic.
One of the things that some of the communities I have worked with are saying, we are invited when your studies are almost completed, that we had no say at all in terms of, one, will this benefit us, and what's the best way to do it?
Ultimately, how information gets communicated is critical.
The way that people are sought is sometimes the biggest impediment.
Rebecca Ramos is technical director for the United States-Mexico Border Health Association in El Paso. She applauds the new research for expanding the discussion to include Latinos and other minorities. For example, her group has trained hundreds of promotores, or community health workers, to make communities aware of research.
Different cultural groups organize in different ways. Whereas some folks read the newspaper, other folks communicate when they gather in the local market. And that may be a much more important way to bring information about a possible research project to a community.
Other approaches could include providing a research buddy to help participants navigate huge, intimidating research institutions, or training physicians to keep minority patients in mind when they hear about studies that could benefit their communities. Rachel Jones, NPR News.